From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a massive sell-off forces stock prices lower worldwide. Worries about slowing economic growth in China, rising political uncertainty in Greece, and uncertainty about the U.S. Federal Reserve's plans to raise interest rates rattled investors and sparked the sell-off on Friday. Major U.S. indices were down by 3% or more by the close. Europe was off around 3%, and key Asian indexes were also hurt. Nick Kolas is the chief market strategist for the Convergex Group.
We don't know what the actual growth rates are, and we do know that a lot of folks bought stock in China and saw those very hard-fought earnings end up being worth less as the market fell apart. So we just don't know, and that the market really hates that kind of uncertainty, and that's what we have.
Investors' mood was darkened by further political uncertainty in Greece as the ruling party called a snap election for next month. Gold, which is a traditional hedge against economic troubles, saw prices rise as some worried investors sought a safe haven for their money. Crude oil prices also fell to levels they hadn't seen in several years. U.S. airstrikes in Iraq and Syria appear to have killed another top leader of the Islamic State group. A National Security Council spokesman said that Fadhil Ahmad al-Hayali, also known as Haji Mutaz, was killed in an airstrike August 18th while traveling near the Iraqi city of Mosul. A spokesman said that the strike also killed an Islamic State media operative. The NSC statement identified al-Hayali as a member of the extremist group's Shura Council and the senior deputy to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. This is VOA News. The humanitarian group Doctors Without Borders says that dozens of people, many of them civilians, have been killed in Saudi-led airstrikes in the southern Yemeni city of Taiz. The aid organization said that houses were reduced to rubble and that many of the victims were women and children. It called on all warring parties in Yemen to avoid targeting civilian targets. U.S. defense officials say that annual drills by American and South Korean military forces have resumed, despite a dispute that prompted Pyongyang to declare it was in a quasi-state of war. The Assistant U.S. Secretary of Defense for Asian and Pacific Affairs, David Shear, said the military exercises have resumed as planned. He said the U.S. is continually monitoring heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula.
We are in close touch with our commanders and with our ROK ally, and the United States remains steadfast in its commitment to the defense of its allies and will continue to coordinate closely with the Republic of Korea.
The exercises had been temporarily halted earlier this week. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un placed his military forces on high alert Friday and said that frontline units would enter a wartime state within hours. Macedonia announced Friday that it would allow in a limited number of illegal migrants from what it called vulnerable categories after riot police confronted angry crowds of migrants stranded in a no-man's land at the border with Greece. Hundreds of migrants crossed the border from Greece into Macedonia on Friday. Ahmed Hussa of Syria was one of them.
Now I'm happy and my morals are so high and my family is happy. We are all fine and I hope that we continue on our road.
The Macedonian Interior Ministry said the vulnerable migrants would be assisted in accordance with the state's capacities. Macedonia did not say what constituted a vulnerable category. And two women made history Friday as they became the first female soldiers to graduate from the U.S. Army's Elite Ranger School in Fort Benning, Georgia. Captain Kristen Greist and Lieutenant Shay Haver were among 96 graduates of the rigorous course. Nearly 400 candidates had started the training.
364 soldiers started this class, and 96 stand before you. Of those soldiers, only 40 went straight through. What a testament that is to the difficulty of this course. Ladies and gentlemen, how about a round of applause for these graduates?
Rangers make up only about 3% of the active duty force of the Army. Despite completing the course, Greist and Haver will not be allowed to join the combat regiment in Fort Benning because of Defense Department rules. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.